This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Thank you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What do you think about Kevin Kleinsmith?
Well, it's not a new deal. I mean, we've known about Kevin Kleinsmith for probably a couple of years. And we have to also remember going back at least that time where Mark Meadows was. He was in the House, and now he's chief of staff. So he has context because of the testimonies that had been given. And so he's the one that if Trump is being briefed, he's probably coming from Mark Meadows and not from the Department of Justice. I want to make that distinction because A.G. Barr just wouldn't be calling up the White House every day and going, we're going to get a guilty plea out of Kevin Kleinsmith. A.G. Barr would not do that. But when it comes to Kevin Kleinsmith, understand something. He was a lawyer in the FBI, and when it came to, and he, part of his responsibility was to ensure the associated documents and evidence were included in a FISA application. So he was the FISA application compiler, if you will. Now the FBI reached out to the CIA and said, hey CIA, is Carter Page one of your sources, official sources? The CIA did in fact respond in the affirmative and even gave the dates of which Carter Page had worked with for the CIA. And when Kevin Kleinsmith and the FBI got that data back from the CIA, they were, I think, rather stunned. And so when it came time for Kevin Kleinsmith to fill out the FISA, that's when he changed the email to say he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the only one, because the email, the evidence that came from the CIA went to pretty much everybody at the top floor of the Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
So he's certainly, with his own lawyer, been working on a plea deal. And that's okay. But You know, that's just what happens. I mean, you have prosecutorial discretions, then you go for plea deals, and on a plea deal, you're looking for others. And the others would necessarily include, Bill Priestap, Andrew McCabe, Sally Moyer, who was very, very close to Kevin Kleinsmith, and they, actually texted each other quite often. And so I have a feeling that Sally Moyer is got a target on her back. And if she doesn't, she should.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is, you know, anything that, is being uncovered either by the Lindsey Graham committee or, from the Department of Justice, they're handing it over to Durham as well. You know, just saying, here, dude, if you can use this, here it is. Use it at your discretion.
Well, just to prove that the swamp is alive and well, a federal appeals court yesterday overturned the order for Hillary Clinton telling her that she had to sit down for a deposition on the private email use. She no longer has to do that, according to the new court order that came down.
Yep.
So my
immediate thought was they probably got $100,000 out of the Clinton Foundation and paid off the judge, but that's just a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, now, that's amazing because, again, you know, you get this sort of stuff going on and you take a look at this and it's just amazing. Now, little Dr. Fauci, the gift that keeps on giving, says that he now approves of in-person voting, which might shake up the mail-in voting deal. What do you think?
Well, look, this is in fact where, you know, there really should be a major fight on all of this. And the reason is if you can go to the grocery store, if you can go to any place where it's 10 people or less, if you can go to a home improvement store, and, you know, you have all these stipulations, then you can go vote in person.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger part of all of this is that the media is purposely conflating the issue. I watched the press briefing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll do this on the other side.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. Yeah, and Joe Biden was all about that because, again, if you haven't seen the latest Biden ads, they're pushing the national mask mandate and they're pushing mail-in voting. Now, I did an absentee ballot because I do that on a regular basis, but guess what? I didn't mail it. I took it to the supervisor of elections office. There you go. That's just me. What do I know? Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules, of which I take. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. You just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, they also have other wellness products there, and you can order anything you want with that order and save 35%. Now, give them a call at 800-246-8751 if you need to speak with a health coach. They're there available to talk to. And if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35%. Balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us now. Joe Biden, Denise, is obviously pushing the mail-in voting. He thinks that that's what we should do, period, end of story. And he also took a swipe yesterday at the Florida primary ballot. I don't know what his complaints were. I don't know of any problem with the primary ballot. I saw it. I voted on it. I didn't have any problem.
I don't know, so I can't comment on it because I didn't hear him, you know, go off on it. So I can't comment on that one. But, you know, the media is conflating the whole matter. And here's the things that are of concern. You have states that have the voter rolls. And on those voter rolls have been under scrutiny for quite some time by the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division, the Voting Rights Department, if you will. And these states, because of the Democrats, have gone to court telling the Department of Justice, stay out of their business. But why are they doing that? Because voter rolls are the last thing a person thinks about when they're moving or when somebody dies or when they get married or any of these other changes that people have. So for the sake of argument, let's take, Maple, Kansas. Maple, Kansas has 100,000 people on their voter roll. All right. But the truth of the matter is there's only 42,000 that live there. That's because since the voter rolls have ever started and people have registered to vote, they've never been cleaned up. They've never been audited. They've never been scrutinized. But they mail out all 100,000 ballots.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those people didn't request anything. They didn't request an absentee ballot. They're sitting there minding their own business. They go to the mailbox, and all of a sudden, here's a ballot. They didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's five ballots. Because of the five people that lived in that house 11 years ago
mm-hmm.
and never changed anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got a person living on Elm Street that's been there for 5 years. They go to the mailbox and they get, seven ballots in the mail. Five of them are from the family that lived there previously and two of them for the people that live there now. So now you got five extra ballots.
Yeah.
Okay? Now therein lies where the problem is. It's not a matter of whether the post office can handle the mailbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the issue. The issue is dumping when these cities dump 20 million ballots in the mail, like in California or Nevada, they dump them all at one time and they expect, them to be delivered on time. And then because of the ballot harvesting, they take those ballots and they run around and they get, 2,000 or 3,000 and they take them back to the post office and go, okay, well, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, and this is another thing that the media knows about and they're not covering, and that is counterfeit ballots.
Yeah.
There is nothing in this world that keeps some nefarious foreign country and or a person or nefarious organization here in the United States from printing counterfeit ballots. I guarantee you, if you got a ballot in the mail that was counterfeit, that was supposed to look like the real one, and you held them together, you wouldn't necessarily know the difference or look for the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So somebody's going to get a ballot in the mail, and it could be counterfeit. They're going to fill it out and send it in. And then they get another one 2 days later, it's the real one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's speaking about that.
Well, I agree with what you're talking about with the ballots coming to people's houses where people used to live there, this, that, and the other. Because 10 years ago when I moved into the house, which I currently live in and own and bought, I got mail-in ballots for three individuals. It was a husband, a wife, and a brother. And I took them back, and I didn't put down return to sender. I took them back because I needed to register to vote there anyway to the supervisor of elections office. I said, these were sent to me. And they said, oh, thank you very much. Appreciate this, that, and the other. But some of my other neighbors have had the same problem in their area. They still get a ballot there because they're still sending out ballots to people that never changed their address.
Well, it's the last thing anybody thinks about.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know, when you move, you sell a house and then you're going to buy one and you're doing this. The last thing you think about is listing yourself
right.
from wherever it is that you're living.
Yep.
At all.
Yep.
So, but it's a bigger issue than these journalists, these reporters are even talking. They refuse to, they know about it, but they refuse to report it. They just want to shrink it. It's kind of like the whole Russiagate thing. They know about the whole thing. They've known about Kevin Kleinsmith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's known about Kevin Kleinsmith. Do you think they're going to report on it? No.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to a statement that the president made, because he said that he's willing to give the United States Post Office the $25 billion, with a B, $25 billion that they need to keep them going to the rest of the year, if the Democrats will concede to some type of funding request in the coronavirus relief package, which is tying up the checks that people think they're going to get their $1,200 stimulus, and the president said, oh, yeah, we've already had them printed. They're ready to go.
I don't know that they're printed and ready to go.
Me neither.
I think, right. So, look, the other thing that's at issue here is there's all kinds of monies that have already been through the CARES Act and then the second and the first stimulus
mm-hmm.
that hasn't been spent yet.
Yeah, $10 billion or something like that.
All right, so, yeah, exactly. So it's like slow the heck down here and let's assess where we are. I think the Treasury, Mnuchin, and that crowd have done that. But it doesn't matter to the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's. I mean, they're not even considering this is our money. It's not their money. And they're supposed to be good stewards of our money, and they're clearly not.
Yeah. Well,
now, let me go back to the voting thing for a minute. I'll put this out there for your listeners, because okay. I'd be interested to hear what they would necessarily say. This is merely a question.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think, 16 states that have early voting before the first debate, presidential debate.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how many people that is. I think that's, probably 20 million people that mm-hmm. get to vote early
mm-hmm.
before the first debate. Now, after the first debate, and those people have already voted, what if they want to change their vote?
Mm-hmm. Or
what if they've decided that, you know what, they heard something, or Biden did something stupid, or Kamala Harris did something stupid, or even Trump did something stupid, and they want to change their vote?
Mm-hmm.
There's no mechanism to change the vote. I mm-hmm. think the Republicans ought to float that balloon.
Mm.
Because of these 16 states with early voting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one for you. Hillary yesterday said, I have a suggestion for you. Take a picture of your vote when you vote in the voting
booth. It's
illegal. Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. And what? Jeez, man. Oh, well, here we go. Okay, here comes the music. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early. You have yourself a great weekend. All right, folks, we'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News Reports. Coming up for the weekend, Military and Veterans News Report, and then the Beach and Boating Report. And, of course, your calls are welcome, too, at 877-969-8600. Have yourself a great day. Those of you that have to leave us, and the rest of you, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Postal Service is now warning states coast to coast that it cannot guarantee all ballots cast for mail by the November election will arrive in time to be counted, even if mailed by state deadlines, raising the possibility that millions of voters could be disenfranchised. Voters and lawmakers in several states are complaining that some curbside mail collection boxes are also being removed. The post office is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots. Warning letters were sent out to 46 states, raising the possibility that many Americans eligible for mail-in ballots will not have them counted. But that's not the intent, according to the Postmaster General, Louis Deloy. Deloy said the post office is merely asking elected officials and voters to realistically consider how the mail works and be mindful of delivery standards in order to provide voters ample time to cast their ballots properly through the mail. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, two campuses, one in Mass and one in Florida. And we're going to let them tell you all about themselves right now, and then we'll tell you a little bit more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the locations that the National Aviation Academy has are in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, so you got to go over the Howard Franklin Bridge to get over there from Tampa. And I want you to check them out online first by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number, 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour at one of their locations. Now, you'll find out what we know.
You'll find out what they're all about, how they instruct people, what you go through, the different perks that are there, of the jobs that are available. You'll find out all of that, and you'll know that you're making a great decision. All you got to do is choose the campus you want to go to, either the one in Massachusetts or the one down here in Florida. But at any rate, check them out, NAA.edu, the website, National Aviation Academy. Now, the Pentagon has dismissed talk of potential military involvement in any post-election dispute, calling the debate unserious thought with the nonsense that we're hearing out there about some of the comments that have been made about, well, we might have to have the military remove the president, this, that, and the other. No, it's not going to happen. By the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Pentagon did warn Russia against offering bounties for killing U.S. troops. Politico is reporting that that's the story, so we'll go with that for a moment until we hear differently. The Pentagon also is going to launch an X-Files team. Remember X-Files? And they're going to launch a task force to investigate UFO sightings. Now, the Pentagon is forming a new task force to investigate UFOs that have been observed by U.S. military aircraft, according to two defense officials. And now you have the rest of the story, and we'll see what happens there with that one. By the way, when Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced July 29th the movement of almost 12,000 troops out of Germany, the impact on the U.S. Air Force was seemingly minor. Now, moving U.S. F-16s from Germany will ripple far outside the Black Sea region, but there won't be going very far. Anything that's being moved out of Germany is not going very far at all. As a matter of fact, most of what I'm being told is going to be moved is probably going to go to Poland, because Poland wants to pay to have the troops there. Hello, hello. Polo wants to pay to have the troops there. So we'll see how that all plays out. By the way, COVID-19 is an ally right now for ISIS in the Philippines, according to the DOD. 3 years and millions of dollars later, counterterrorism efforts in the Philippines have not made any substantial difference there. This according to a Defense Department Inspector General report that was released. We'll see what happens. They are alive and well there in the Philippines, that's for sure. And seven U.S. troops and a civilian contractor tested positive for the coronavirus in South Korea after traveling to South Korea from the United States. So now they are currently being quarantined themselves. And the Chinese military has been told to prevent escalation in interactions with the U.S. That means that the Chinese planes and ships are reportedly told, do not fire the first shot at any American military aircraft or vessels that you see. Okay? We all know that Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said a great deal of things recently that directly contradict what President Trump has said. However, we all know that President Trump really doesn't like people who disagree with him in public. And there's a rumor circulating that Esper will go after the election to be replaced by somebody different in the Defense Department. We'll see. Members of the armed forces want to talk about racial injustice and civil unrest, and the Pentagon is encouraging them to tell them exactly what's bothering them to reduce tension and morale positive, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said. Now, if there's one thing to remember in combat, it's this. Whatever you do, don't panic. Now, that's advice coming from a legendary Delta Force operator who was talking to some Green Berets at a training session. Definitely great advice for anyone that's in the fire service or the police department or emergency medical service, too. Don't panic. Your training will take over. By the way, Congressman Jerry Connolly, Democrat of Virginia, reached out to the Office of Personnel Management on August the 12th to demand an explanation of why the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey was delayed at the last minute for the second time this year. He's accusing the government of mishandling the survey. We'll see. And by the way, a federal appeals court ruled this week that requiring only men to register for the military draft is constitutional. So, ladies, you're still safe. And soldiers at Joint Base Lewis-McChord are testing out better-fitting body armor. For the first time in her career, Army Major Melissa Eldridge can stand up and feel her legs after sitting for an hour while wearing body armor. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Things are getting different, and things are getting better, and they're changing all the time for the better. So kudos to the Army for getting that about. By the way, let me tell you about Auto Glass America and in the times we're living. Someone needs to give you a break. And here in Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement. Now, when you tell them I sent you, the captain, they handle the insurance claim and they come to your home and office to do the job. You'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Doesn't matter, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today, so give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get your $100 cash today for your windshield. I'm telling you, I've never heard of a company doing that. That's pretty doggone good. It's pretty doggone good. So there you go. So not a bad idea. And something else, when we come back, we're going to do the beach and boating forecast. But Barack Obama and even Hillary Clinton chiming in, and Bill Maher, okay, Bill Maher from HBO television, he chimed in and said that Biden's campaign is faring much worse than Clinton's did. And he warns about the no comfort zone for the Biden and Harris ticket. I'm telling you, the Democrats are not comfortable with this. The Democrats are just not comfortable with this. So remember that. Remember that. And the other thing is, when you deal with everything that's going on here in the world in which we live, it's really quite hilarious. And, Eric, I see you sent something. I'll take a look at it during the break. All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along here. I'll be back, as I said, with the beach and boating forecast. So we're going to talk about what it's going to be like on the water. You might like it. You might just want to hop on a Freedom Boat Club boat. Go for a ride. All right, I'll be back with more right after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Yes, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, one of the best cuts ever made by a politician. It must suck to be that dumb. Arnie, the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And by the way, this is for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. So here we go. It'll be partly sunny today and tomorrow with some scattered thunderstorms. The weather for both days is just about the same. Winds will start out at the southwest, about 5 miles an hour, thereabouts. Seas will be smooth. They'll turn to the west this afternoon with speeds of 10 to 15. We'll get a light chop out of that. Seas 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf and the bay water temperature both 90 degrees and holding. The high tide comes at 6:29. The low tide comes at 11:03. And the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by our friends over at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club is part of a national organization
with locations in 232 spots across the United States, many of which where you're listening to me right now. Now, the Freedom Boat Club will tell you there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Very simple, very easy. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club right here where I'm at, in Tampa Bay, you get reciprocity at all the 232 locations across the country, plus the three in Canada, plus the three in France. Wow. Yes, I said France. So, you can call Freedom Boat Club today. Their number is 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. The website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Tell them the captain sent you and get out there and take advantage of the sun sanitizing with the Freedom Boat Club too. You're going to love it. That's all there is to it. You're going to flat out love it. Now, we have got voters that are ready right now by a large majority for the police to put an end to the continuing violent protests nationwide. Most also say the protests will be important to their vote in the upcoming elections. Because of the fact the blue cities and the blue city mayors and the blue state governors don't want to do something about this, people are going to take out their revenge at the polls. And 50% of likely U.S. voters say the police should crack down on the protests to bring them to an end. 38% agree and believe the protests should be allowed to continue until the protests decide to end. And then 11% are just living on a cloud somewhere because they don't have a clue. Now, this is coming from a brand new Rasmussen Reports national telephone poll of 1,000 voters. Now, there's a sharp partisan disagreement on the question, which is telling us that 75% of Republicans and a plurality, 47% of unaffiliated voters, think the police should crack down on the protests right now. And 31% of the Democrats agree with that, too. Now, 56% of Democrats say the protests should be permitted to continue until the protesters want to end them. Problem is, most of these aren't protests. They're violent displays wherever they're at. And 72% of all voters say they're concerned about the growing level of the violent protests nationwide, while 43% are very concerned. 62% say the growing level of violent protests is important to their vote in the next election, including 35% who say it's very important. So that's some interesting stuff for people to ponder. Some very interesting stuff. Now, here's one for you. Stephen Colbert, late night TV host, is comparing the political ideology of the Biden-Harris ticket to the Rockefeller Republicans. Wow. I was around for the Rockefeller Republicans, and I'll tell you, this isn't even close. And Colbert, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I guess he just threw that out there to have him think that he knew what he was talking about or something. Who knows? By the way, Sarah Palin, remember her? Spoke up. She said there's a media double standard for Kamala Harris, and it proves if you're a conservative, you'll get beat up by the media. That's true. That's true. Sarah ought to know. They went after her with a bulldozer. But she's still around, and she still likes to talk, and we like to hear her. And Kamala Harris, she is going to be, they've already tried to make her into a moderate, which she's not. So they're already trying to do that. And you can see where that's going. Now, let me tell you about my buddies at Moss Nissan. Because it's a great day for a drive, and you might want to consider going up to Newport Richey or Crystal River or even staying around Tampa and checking out the North Florida Avenue store in Tampa. But while the factories were busy slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went out on a buying spree, and Dave Moss went out, and now they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Now, Moss is the largest selection in the state right now, and before you buy elsewhere, check them out. See Moss, M-A-U-S is how you spell it, M-A-U-S. Now, they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence, Way to Go Team. Now, if you're searching for new and an improved service experience, remember, you serve, you save. This applies to active duty military, veterans, first responders, and now pastors and faith workers. You'll get a 20% discount on repair service done at a Moss Acura or Moss Nissan shop. Not too shabby. And remember, preferred pricing to the same group of people you serve, you save. And one other thing, go in there and tell them the captain sent you right off the bat. If you're looking to buy a certified pre-owned or a new vehicle, you'll get $500 off the price of the vehicle without even trying. But you got to tell them the captain sent you. Do it right when you walk inside and let them know that you're going to get that discount. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, where you've got Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side. Don't forget, tell me Captain sent you. Save you a bunch of money. And you'll get that preferred pricing too. $500 is what you'll get by telling the Captain sent you. Well, today, I'm going down to Port Charlotte. I'll be down there at the gun show at the fairgrounds, Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Look forward to seeing our southern audience listeners down there, Charlotte County, southern Sarasota County, and you folks down there in Fort Myers, come on up, check it out. The gun show, Two Guys Gun Show, down there at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a great day. Doors open at 9. Concealed carry permit class starts at 2. So if you want to take that class and get your concealed carry permit, that's how you do that. You got to get the certificate that gets you to get the permit. And I'll see you again Monday if I don't see you down in Port Charlotte. So have yourself a great day. And by the way, special shout out to Eddie Floyd and the gang listening in Reno, Nevada on AM 1180 KCKQ. I'll see you Monday morning, everybody. God bless America. Stay safe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.